Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Glenn Demar, who is Managing Director at Australian Gold and Copper. How are you today, Glenn?
G'day. G'day, Zach. Lovely to be here.
Right, big announcement for you today. Achilles Northern Zone delivers exceptional grades, but maybe there's a little bit more to that than that you can tell us about.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. We discovered Achilles about a year ago, year and a half ago now, and we've just been peppering it with drill holes over the last year and a half. We've discovered a panel of mineralization about 700-800 meters long. Currently, now down to about 250 to 300 meters depth, and it's looking good. And within mineral deposits, you have some couple of really sweet high grade zones, and certainly this drill result recognizes one of those. So this was is really about a third nice high grade pocket within the deposit, and we've actually traced this one from surface 5 meters at 19 grams gold and 50 grams silver right at surface. And now this is the deepest one that we've announced, drill hole 86, and 5 meters at 6 meters at 2400 something 70 grams equivalent silver. So just stellar numbers. We're very happy with that, and it would be very nice to be down there mining it one day.
Right. Well, that sounds sensible. Your shares are up a decent amount today, but it sounds to me that the market hasn't quite caught up on how transformational this is for your company. Was it a bit surprise? Is it something that you were expecting? How should we look at it?
Yeah, I've got high expectations, so I would like to say I was expecting it, because we've really been tracing this high grade northern pod down from surface, and we recognise that this was a very nice zone, somewhere where we can add ounces quite rapidly. So we've just the last month and a half we sat the rig there and we did 14 drill holes in this area to really expand it out. We're about to come out with a maiden mineral resource shortly, and these holes probably won't be in it. They won't make the cut. So that's a little bit of extra for later. Put out a maiden mineral resource before Christmas, and then we've still got assays coming in that'll be outside that resource.
And for people who are not very technical, is this some news that would transform you from being like just a small cap to maybe a larger player, maybe a mid cap, mid tier?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. We're on the way there. We're about 50 million market cap now. Before we discovered this last year, we're about 8 million market cap with a bit of cash in the bank. And certainly, we're on the right trajectory. So we were 12 cents at the start of this year. We're now 20 odd cents, and we want slow, steady growth, Zach. We appreciate that we've got some fantastic shareholders who just want to understand the story, and it's a good trajectory to be on. We have been building this company over the last since we discovered the deposit a year and a half ago. And we've proved it up nicely. It's really something that we can hang our hat on. And we've recently might be jumping forward a bit, but we've consolidated the whole belt around us, and that's so we can have that longevity by deploying capital in the right areas and being able to explore multiple deposits and add. To get on as many tons as we can within our district.
Right, finally, a more general question. We're in the middle of, a gold, precious metals, critical metals boom at the moment. Lots of companies out there raising their hands saying we're doing really well. It's a bit of a beauty contest. How are you positioning yourself within that beauty contest to get the one who wins the first prize?
Funny one. Zach, we're a bit lucky. We've got silver dominant and gold, and we've also got copper, zinc, and lead. So we're a true polymetallic deposit, and we're in a polymetallic district. It's about 250 kilometers long, 150 years of mining in this district. And the beauty of the companies in this district is the polymetallic nature of these creates a natural hedge. If copper's going up, you move to more copper in your mine plan, for example, or exploration focus on copper. We've got we're lucky and to be born with silver and gold, and at a time when there's not really that many places to invest in silver, Zach, in equities where you're going to get a really handsome leverage when the silver price breaks out for $54. So there's not really not that many silver players on the ASX, and that they can readily get on and explore and add sensible value. So we think we're a real a bit of a honeypot that way, and we love our growth story. So.
Well, we'll see how your growth story goes. In the meantime, Glenn Diemar, Managing Director at AGC, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Lovely.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.